Seventh pack of Ksuvis Mishnah Beis, talking about certain adorim that a husband makes, which will require him to divorce his wife. A mada is ishta shalatitim ech mikola peiris. Made a neder that she should not eat any of the peiris. So the question is, how could he do that? A person cannot ask somebody eating their things. He can only ask other people on his things. So there's two ways that this could be. Either they say that if you eat these peiris, you will not be able to have hanoah from my tashmish. So she's using the tashmish as a way of making her not eat this fruit. But that can't be pshat in the Mishnah, because that we learned previously in the fifth parak, that's basically an edit from Tashmish, which she gets if it's less than a week, it's all right. Here's talking about a case, says the Gemara, that she made the neder, and he had the option of being made for the neder, and he was mekayim the neder. So he basically made it possible for a neder to remain in effect, and therefore he's responsible for the consequences, and therefore Yetziv Itin Ksuva, he has to divorce her and immediately and give Ksuva, because the fact that he had the option of taking away Nether and he didn't shows that he does not at all get along with her. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says is Yisrael, and we give them one day, made an edit one day, they could stay remarried. There's 2 days they should he should divorce her and give her ksuva. So once again, by Yisrael, if it's 2 days they gotta get divorced, less than that not. Kohenes, Shnaim became Shloshi Yetziv Itin Ksuva. Kohenes, which Chazal gave a little bit longer period of time, because they cannot get remarried after the divorce, so only if the neder is for 3 days, he should divorce her. Less than that, they can still remain married.